Morning, 8:37 here, Fremont's Morning Mix. Happy Friday morning, people. It's time for our RBR Bank guest DJ to make an appearance, and John Rolfe's here to, would you like to introduce this young gentleman?
Oh, I would love to. Dave Pinkel. I've known Dave for I don't know how many years, a long, long time. He goes back when my parents were in education, and we were probably in some sort of choir together at some point.
I would guess.
You know, so yes, Dave's been a lifelong Fremonter and has a voice made for radio.
Oh, definitely.
And so we're going to talk about what he uses that voice for these days.
Yeah. He uses that in a very, very unique way. And a lot of folks know you for that, too. And just for your voice, just because you have that low bass voice, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Actually, I'm not lifelong Fremont. I grew up in South Omaha. I came out here to play, actually to play basketball at Midland, shifted over to the musical land. But been here ever since. What a great place to live! What a wonderful community, and it's a great time of year to be here. So.
Definitely. This time of year is a fun time for the Pathfinder Chorus.
Absolutely.
And that's why we're here today, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is my 50th year,
wow.
John.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, good singing
job.
With the Pathfinders. Yeah.
Congratulations.
And directing and quartetting and all that, and operated a little lower level now that I'm getting up there. But still love it. And I'm eager to tell you all about our Christmas.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Big event coming up here. I don't know the date, so you're going to have to give us all the details on that.
Actually, we have three of them this year, and we've already performed once. But we're at St. Pat's Catholic Church Saturday. That would be tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Okay.
That's our first. We've got two more tagged on. We're singing again tomorrow night at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Omaha at 6:30 p.m. So if people can't make it here or they're in Omaha shopping and want to stop, that's an easy one to find. It's at 90th and Blondo. And then on Sunday afternoon, we're going to perform at the Lutheran Church in Oakland. We've been going up and doing that for several years. But the one we want to talk about today, of course, is the one at St. Pat's tomorrow, because that's our biggie.
Yeah. What time again?
2 p.m.
2 p.m. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that is. And you don't ask for ticket money. It's basically a goodwill offering, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely free. We do take a goodwill offering, and we share that with various groups. I believe this year a lot of it is going to go to their American Red Cross.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good deal. So 50 years. Wow. Yeah. Can you maybe reflect on the first year you got in and then to now? How things – every year there's been something that has been different, I'll bet. But we're not going to go through all 50, are we?
Well, I hope not. How much time do we have? Well, when I first came in 50 years ago, the chorus was less than a year old. It had just begun, and I was the youngest guy. And now I'm – just about the oldest guy, so it pretty well wraps it up.
Yeah, wow.
But we've had great experiences. We've been doing these free will concerts in Fremont, I think, for probably 45 of the 50 years. I think about 4 or 5 years into our having the chorus, we started doing this, and we've been doing it ever since.
So
we love it.
Yeah, as far as the group goes, it's been an up and down. I mean, you've had as many as how many, and now where are you at?
Well, we've been up over 100 at one time. I think the largest group that we ever took to one of our competitions was 90. The pandemic really messed us up. We're singing with about 35 now, and actually growing back. It's been difficult. There was something about singing that people were really afraid that was a spreader of COVID. And, but we managed to stay alive through the whole thing, and we're having a lot of fun now, and we've got some new blood, and some of we older folks are still hanging around.
Are you in need of John Rolfe's? I mean, he's probably a bass or a tenor?
Sounds like a baritone, actually. Baritone. I've got a little bit of a head cold, so the bass is coming out. But baritone, typically, I was in choir. I was,
But you had a lead or something in one of the musicals, as I recall.
Back in the day.
Nice, But is that the kind of person that you get, or do you get people from all walks of life?
We get people from all walks of life. Some are accomplished musicians. A lot are guys that just like to sing. They like to make music. They enjoy the camaraderie of making music with 30, 40, 50, 60 other guys. It's a great camaraderie, builder of camaraderie. When you make music with somebody, you develop a special relationship. And so it's a pretty neat deal.
Kind of like a brotherhood.
We always say that we're the singing brothers. We refer to ourselves, among ourselves, we refer to each other as singing brothers. So,
As far as the current group goes, you brought some music with, and one of the cuts here, Without Santa.
that was a giggle.
Well, you know, we've always done our concert in two parts, a secular and a sacred. And this year we decided we would have a little bit of fun with the secular part. So we've got a couple of songs that deal with Santa and elves. And I think there might even be some elf ears appearing in this thing. But the song is called We'll Have a Year Without Santa, which is kind of a dour thing, but it's fun. I brought a clip from one of our rehearsals where we worked. We're working on this. You'll hear the director beating out time a little bit, but cute song. People enjoy it. I think if you can play the clip, I think it's only about 15 seconds or so.
Yeah, we got about a minute of it, so here we go.
Oh, bless his beard, it is just as I feared. The children will be forlorn.
Forlorn.
Our Santa Claus wants a holiday on the night before Christmas morn.
We'll have a year without a Santa Claus.
A Christmas Eve so sad.
Worst we've ever had. Santa. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that song, and then we have another one that's called the Santa's Elves Medley. I didn't bring a clip on that, but it's just a lot of fun. It's even got a little feature of the Chipmunks. Remember David Seville? The Chipmunks singing.
I've got to ask you, didn't you do a very clever rendition of the 12 Days of Christmas at one point?
Well, I think I didn't, but I think one of our quartets
did. I think, it was very entertaining. It was hilarious.
Well, we like to try to entertain.
Yeah.
Another part of that secular section, we thought, let's do something that we haven't done for a long time. I'm not going to tell the name of the song right now. You know what it is because you saw it on the clip. But so we got our music to a great old Irving Berlin song and said, let's sing this. And we looked at it, and there is an intro on there, an introduction to the song that some may be familiar with, but I hope that we play that and some folks will have an aha moment. So listen to that.
Yeah, here it comes.
The sun is shining, the grass is green, the orange and palm trees sway.
Oh,
Wow.
Well, mm-hmm. I'm hoping there are people out in our listening audience that are going, I'm dreaming of a wife, because that's what it is. And it's on the original music that we have, and the intro that we sang, and mm-hmm. it's kind of interesting to me that old Irving Berlin was living in California back mm-hmm. then and longing for the snow. So we've done excerpts of White Christmas for years, but this is going to be the first time we've actually sung the song that I can remember probably for the last 20 years. Nice. So that'll be kind of fun. People should enjoy that. And then, of course, we go to our sacred part of our concert, which things that everyone will recognize: O Come Emmanuel, O Holy Night, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, Silent Night, Mary Had a Baby.
Mm-hmm.
The true meaning of Christmas. So hopefully there'll be something there for everyone to enjoy, and hopefully we sing it well enough that they'll enjoy it.
When you guys practice, where do you practice?
We practice out at First Lutheran Church on East Military out there, just east of the bypass.
Is it still Mondays?
Yeah, every Monday night, 7 p.m. We would love to have John. You know, Chris, you've got a pretty nice sound of voice, too.
He sings very well.
Yeah, I bet he does. We would love to have more people. This hobby is a lot of fun with the numbers that we have. It was really great fun when we had the great big groups before the pandemic.
And yeah,
we would love to have some more singers.
Yeah, you guys traveled all over too, didn't you? On some of these big trips.
In our competitions, we sang an international competition, I believe, 8 times. Got ourselves to the level of 10th best barbershop course in the world because this is international competition.
Right.
And, I could rattle off Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Salt Lake City.
Just a lot.
Did you
go overseas?
Well, for one? many years ago, we did a tour of Russia.
Yeah.
I was not able to make that one because it was in the middle of the summer, and as a school administrator, we were getting ready to have school, so I wasn't able to do that. But yeah, we had a group that did that. Yeah.
Yeah, very neat.
I was going to say you're nationally known. At least I've known that. It's been widely known that you guys are.
We're probably better known in a lot of areas outside of Nebraska or Fremont than we are here, because we've done singing at these huge conventions that have 10,000 people there, and they're from all over the place. So, and they know who we are because we're knocking at the door of really special.
Yeah. You want to play one more here today?
Yeah, I thought it would be fun to leave our audience this morning with a musical wish for a blessed Christmas, and this is one of our very favorite songs. This is from our Christmas album, and so we'd like to wish a Merry Christmas to everyone out there and hope that you have a great, great Christmas. And this song, of course, talks about some of the real things about Christmas, the importance.
All right, on we go.
Christmas as be wide. It's mother, the Lord, snow of grace, snow of peace.
Somebody's holding that load a long time. Was that you? No.
Now that, my friends, is a well-oiled machine.
Oh,
that's
man.
Beautiful.
I smile. I love all kinds of music. I love singing in mixed groups and singing my church choir. But to my ear, there's a special sound about four-part male a cappella music. Mm-hmm. That to me, it's special. And John, you would fit right in.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
twist the arm a little more.
Yeah. Again, Pathfinder Chorus performing tomorrow, 2 p.m. at St. Pat's right here in Fremont. Then what time is it at St. Mark's? 6 or 7?
6:30.
6:30.
Yeah.
And then on to the Lutheran Church up in Oakland in a nice setting there. But again, all locations, free will admission, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, all free.
Okay, free will, or free admission.
But bring a little
free
money to put in the offering
taken.
Plate.
Yeah.
They deserve a little bit of money.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. For sure.
And I should certainly thank the RVR Bank for their support because they're a sponsor. And,
yeah.
Allowing us the radio time to push our product.
It's our pleasure. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah. Thank you, Dave. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.
Good to be here.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
John, bank-wise?
You know, slow time of year, especially when rates are extremely higher than what everybody wants them to be, but there's been some good news come out here just in the last day or two where the Fed is agreeing not to raise them for the fourth or fifth time this year and anticipate maybe starting to drop them this next year. So those are good signs that the economy maybe is improving. So keep that in mind and keep an eye on the rates when they start dropping because then you can refinance.
Definitely. Gift cards and such?
We do have gift cards, absolutely, in cash.
Yep.
We have got the holiday cash money envelopes if you want to give cash as a gift, but we also have gift cards as well. So, yes.
Awesome.
You can get those at every one of our branches.
Very good. Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
On we move. We'll keep going. Fremont's Morning Mix this morning, 8:56. Again, the concert is tomorrow here in Fremont at St. Pat's with the Pathfinder Chorus, 2 p.m. Make your way over there. You'll enjoy the music. Oh, my gosh.
What it'll a great be... thing to do right before Christmas on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Take the time.
Sure.
Take
for
the time.
Sure. On our music rolls here, 8:56.
Country, rock, pop, and more. The hottest mix of all the hits here on the Fremont Morning Mix.
Sucker punch somebody on a sidewalk. Carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Round here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that in a small town. that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up all that might fly in the city. Good luck, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Round here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't. Try that in a small town full of good old boys raised up right. If you're looking for a fight, try that in a small town.
Jason Aldean, Fremont's Morning Mix. That's going to finish it up for us. And we'll have yourself a good weekend. Get all that shopping done, right?
Absolutely. You know, you're going to be in good company.
That's right. Keep us in the background. We'll help you through all the way through.
One more reminder that if you plan to go to Elf the Musical, it is sold out.
It's sold out.
All three performances.
Yep, that's for sure. Garth Brooks going to finish it for us. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Most wonderful time.
With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
It's the most
wonderful time,
wonderful time
of the year. It's the happiest season of all.